Now, a clarification that's turned into a story. Last Wednesday, we broadcast a report about Cindy McCain's business and charity work. In it, NPR's Ted Robbins described Mrs. McCain as the only child of Jim Hensley, a wealthy Arizona businessman. That night, we received an email from Nicholas Portalski of Phoenix. He told us later he'd heard that story with his mother.
We were listening to the piece about Cindy McCain on NPR, All Things Considered, and it just struck us very hard.
That's because Nicholas Portalski's mother, Kathleen, is another daughter of Jim Hensley, and NPR's Ted Robbins takes it from there.
The Portalski family is accustomed to hearing Cindy McCain described as the only child of Jim Hensley. She's been described that way by news organizations from The New Yorker and The New York Times to Newsweek and ABC. Cindy McCain herself routinely uses the phrase only child, as she did here on CNN last month.
I grew up I'm an only child, and my father was a cowboy, and he really loved me very much, but I think he wanted a son occasionally.
Cindy McCain's father was also a businessman, and twice a father. Kathleen Hensley Portalski is his other daughter.
I'm upset. I'm angry. It makes me feel like a non-person, kind of.
Documents show Kathleen Ann Hensley was born to Jim and Mary Jean Hensley on February 23, 1943. They'd been married for 6 years when Kathleen was born. Jim Hensley was a bombardier on a B-17 flying over Europe during World War II. He was injured and sent to a facility in West Virginia to recuperate. There, while still married to Mary Jean, Hensley met another woman, Marguerite Smith. Jim divorced Mary Jean and married Marguerite in 1945. Cindy Lou Hensley was born 9 years later in 1954. She may have grown up as an only child, but so did her half-sister Kathleen, raised by a single parent. Kathleen says she did see her father and her half-sister Cindy from time to time.
I saw him at Christmas and birthdays, and he provided money for school clothes, and he called occasionally.
Jim Hensley also provided credit cards, college tuition for his grandchildren, as well as $10,000 gifts to Kathleen and her husband, Stanley Portalski. That lasted a decade, they say. By then, Jim Hensley had built Hensley & Company into one of the largest beer distributorships in the country. He was worth tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars. When he died in 2000, his will named not only Kathleen, but a daughter of his wife Marguerite's from her earlier marriage. So Cindy McCain may be the only product of Jim and Marguerite's marriage, but she is not the only child of either. She was, however, the sole inheritor of his considerable estate. Kathleen Portalski was left $10,000. Her children were left nothing, a fact Nick Portalski says his sister found out the hard way.
What she found in town on the day of, or the day before, or the day after his funeral, was that the credit card didn't work anymore.
The Portalskis live in a modest home in central Phoenix. Kathleen is retired, as is her husband. Her son, Nicholas, is a firefighter and EMT looking for work. They say it would have been nice if they were left some of the Hensley fortune. They also say they are Democrats, but Nicholas Portalski says he had another reason for coming forward.
The fact that we've never been recognized, and then Cindy has to put such a fine point on it by saying something that's not true recently, again and again, it's just very, very hurtful.
Kathleen Portalski says she'd like an acknowledgement and an apology. We ask the McCain campaign, and specifically Cindy McCain, to comment or respond. We received no reply. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.